Mitzrayim Amad Aleph. It had the Mishnah said the Isha Shenech Bisha Bidei Oivet Kechovim Bidei Momen Mutaras Labailo. She was imprisoned because of a Chayv of Momen. Is Mutaras Labailo. So she's Muta Labailo because the Goyim are afraid to chep with her, they're afraid they might lose their money. Dei nefoshes asura labailo. If there are dini nefoshes involved, she's also labailo. So Rashi had learned pshat, the Reisha is telling us she's mutar afilu labailo koyin, because there's a mirtes, there's a fear from the goyim. They might lose their money if they do something illegal. So therefore, they won't chepa with her. The seife that it's dinei nefoshes. So memele hoyel v'noigim bo hefke choshishin shemen isratzeso be'echad mehem. So Rashi seems to say, since there's nothing holding them back, and they're boyel ha, kirtzainam, so it could be she was merutze, bervois habilois, memela she's also labaila yisoil. That's how Rashi learns. And Taisvis does not learn like that. Taisvis learns that since she's in a matzav of dinei nefoshes, so memele kol shel laodom yitim bad nafshoi, so memele she'll want to be nice chen beinehem in order to be matzal herself. That's how Taisvus learns shat. So that's why we're chayish for rotzen by dinei nefoshes. Then we had a memre of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav that said that what the by Nechbisho Aidei Momin is Meteres Labailos, that's Tafke Yad Yisrael Tekifa Loivdei Kechom. So they know if they will do an Avla with her, they won't get their money. So Memele, they're careful not to do Avlas. Masha Enkein, if it's Kechovim Tekif Al Atzmon, that means so, then they're not scared. They can do Avlas and they'll still mum the money. They're Yodom Aloyin. So then Afilu Aidei Momin is also Asura Labailo, where Chayish they could be Ma'anasa. Ike da Amri, now on Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Ike da Amri, Oma Rove, Afa Nan Nami Tanine. He says, this Yesod, that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Rav said, that Yodom Takife, so then the halacha is that she's also Afilu Nechbisho Ayidei Momin. So he says, I have a raya. Heyed Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzo, Barbas Yisrael, Shohurano ba'ashkeloin, V'richakua b'nei mishpachto, V'ideo me'idim alo shaloi nistaro, V'shaloi nitmo, and this is speaking about Eidim Psulim. V'yomru chachomim, and the b'nei mishpacho, v'marachiko. V'yomru chachomim, and the chachomim said, imatem aminim shohurano, Aminu shaloi nistero, v'shaloi nitmo, v'mei matam aminim shaloi nistero v'shaloi nitmo, al taminu shahurano. So memele, so Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin was matar ha, als Eidim, Eidim have a pesha osa, but without Eidim, he wouldn't be matar. V'ashkeloin, this case, by Ashkelon, Bal Yidei Momenu, V'taymeh De'edem E'edem Oysa, Ho Ein E'edem E'edem Oysa Loi. So we have a raya to Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, that Yodom Takifo Alatzmon is, then we have to be chayish afilu nech b'shal yidei momen. So the Gemara says, it's no raya. My love, loishno urano v'loishno nech b'sho. Urano, we said that she was imprisoned as a mashkin, and the money had to be paid up at a certain time. And if the money wasn't paid up, so that was the opmach. That if the money was not paid up, so she's koni to them. So the Gemara held lav davke hurano, my lav loishno hurano veloishno nech b'sho. So the Gemara says, "Loi hurano shani." Hurano is different because hurano al pi din, she belongs to them. That was the opmach. So then we're chayish, but nech b'sho, which al pi din, the Baal, they're holding her as a prisoner, but they have no legal rights to do more than that, so then it could be afilu yad akum tekifa latzmon, it's also, you don't have to be chayish. So it's no raya. Ike de Rami lo Mirmo. Others, Bechlal, did not have this memra of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak amar Rav lo Ishonu, that he explained the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about Yad Yisrael Tekife. Now others came to this conclusion through Akash. Ike de Rami lo Mirmo. Man, we learned in the Mishnah de Momi Muteres Labaila, Vereminu, Eid Rab Yoisi, Vashkon Dal Yede Momi, Nuktoni, Taimen Deidem, Idem Oisa, In Eidem, Idem Oisa, Loi. Umishani, Amarav Shmu Barav Yitzchak, Loi Kashe, Kansha Yad Yisrael, Tekifa Loiv de Kichovim, Kansha Yad Yiv de Kichovim, Tekifa Alatzim. Now, we heard further in the Mishnah, Al yedei nefoshois asura labailo. Again, so Rashi says, since she's hufke lohen, so a chayish, maybe she was merutze. And Taisva says that maybe she was merutze lahatzel asatzmo. Omar Rav, kigoin hani noshi de ganvi. So Lachaire Rav is being moisif on the Mishneh. Rashi had said, I day nefoshes, shahoiso nidoines lomus. That means that she was nidoin lomus. Rav Lachaire is moisif, that the Mishneh comes to include, kegoin hani noshi de ganvi. So what does Rashi say? Hani noshi de ganvi. Shebaleihem nitlin, the husbands were ganovim, the husbands were criminals. V'derech hamalchus lahavkir beisom anisheyem. So memele, the malchus is, if there's a listim in the mishpoche, so aishus listim kilistim, so they're mafkir anisheyem also. So, if he was killed because of being a ganev, that everybody has a din of din in the forces, and the mafkir based on the shayah. The Levi Oma, kegoin ishtoi shel ben dunoi. Reitzeya choye zoktrashi, velozo shmoi, kenemrine beperkegel arufe, Aber ne shei de ganvi ha goin vin momen loy mafkeri. They're not mafkeri, these notion.
L'chayre, it's very unclear here. We have here a machloikis between Amiroim, Rav and Levi, what the anhoge was by the goyim, by Nishay Ganvi, Nishtafkin Nos, it's very unclear. It would seem there wasn't any clear-cut laws on this. V'derech ha-maruches lahavkir beisom unisheyim. That means there was such a anhoge, there wasn't a clear-cut law. Pshat is like this, that could be the guards in the prison. There was a emes malchus aleihem, but the emes malchus did not exist by these, since derech hamalchus lahavkir beisam anisheyim, that means they look away. The malchus looked like this on the first-rate citizen. The malchus is makpid that you should the rights of the citizens. The malchus wouldn't permit this, but derech hamalchus lahavkir beisam anisheyim. And he says, no, this derech avol nishay de ganvi agoyim v'momin loy mafkeri. That means, it would seem the shaila is how secure or insecure the guards in the prison feel that if the malchus will be manish them for doing what they're doing. So that's, Rav says, a guy already thinks, this is enough already, if there is a wife of a ganev, it's enough, they won't zachnish mission. And he says, no, dafke, a wife of a ritzayach. Omacheski vushenigma dinon laharige. Nacheski says, that dafke, if it was nigma dinon laharige, then is he have derech malchus. But if it wasn't Nigmar Dinon, so good, so they still are considered first-rate citizens with rights. And the government will protect their rights. It's already, if the Oymed Ledin already, so Memele, but the Malchus is already not makpid on the security of their wives, and Ava Bishal Enigma Dino Larige. Again, could be it's only and Hogos and Derech, how much fear the guards in the prison have that the Malchus will interfere with their doings. Now Rashi says, but by the Nishay Ganvi, Sarashi says, Hani Nishay de Ganvi, Shebaleim Nitlin, V'derech Hamalchus Lahavkir Beisom Nishayim. So it seems the Malchus is Mafkir, but he doesn't protect the rights of these women. So Memele, so the guards in the prison can do whatever they want. So Bishloim, according to Rashi, is very good. Rashi says, if she's mufker, v'noigim v'hefke, choyshi shushem anisratz asabechot behem. That's Shitas Rashi. The chshash rotzen is, as long as they have a free hand to do what they want to do, we're afraid she'll be merutzah to them. But according to Taisvis said, we're not chayish tamzei for rotzen, we're chayish ev. If she's oymed lamos, so memela she might be misrat to them to save her life. But like this, she's not oymed lamos. Modne, the Bichas Avrom asks this and blibes by Akasha. My shvoge wanted a time that the Mishnah says in Oveis, Evi mispalo b'shloimish al malchus il molei meiroi ishes chayeyu chayim bloi. If you don't have Moira Malchus already, so then then Mies is also something to worry about. That means Moira Malchus prevents Chayim Bloy. If there's no Moira Malchus over here, that means Mavke, the Malchus Al Kaponim, will not intervene L'Toivosam, so could be according to Taisvis, the Zachshash already, they can kill them also. They're completely in their hands. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Ir Shekovshua Karchum. Karchum, Sarashi says, Motzer Metageminen Karchume. It seems they had surrounded the city. The enemy had surrounded the city, and they were kavish the city. Is kol kahenai shenimtso besoicha psulois. So all the nishei kahanim that are in the city, they're posel abaleim. Rashi says psulois asures labaleim deshiskain asure bainis. So that means if you had an ear that was captured by goyim, so Mamela, we have to assume that the soldiers were Ma'anis the Noshim. So Mamela, the Nishei Kehanim automatically are also Lebalayim. Vim Yesh Lohem Eidim. But what if there are Eidim that are Meid, Leinisteru, Leinitmu, it's Afilu Eved, Afilu Shivcha, Reyelu Nemon. A person is in Nemon al Yidei Atzmei, and we'll see this means that a Baal is in Nemon. The Baal is not Nemon, Lohoyid al Ishtoi. Ereminu, so the Gemara is Sakashe. We learned, Baalshus Shebo Le'ir, Bishas Sholem. You have a Baalshus, Rashi says, Chayil, that's a troops of soldiers, Al shem shemechapsim kol hamatmoinim. So you have a chayil that was boss le'ir, and is b'shah sholoim, if there's no milchome, they're just coming to loot the ear, is chavyes psuchais asureis. So all chavyes psuchais are also, I'm afraid, they were menasech the ayim. Stumais mutores. If it's sosum, so Bezicha would not be peiseyechet and be seisemet again. So if it's sosum, so vice tois that these chavies, they never were peiseyech. That's b'shas sholem. B'shas mulchome, eilu ve'eilu mutores. I feel the psuchais are also mutores. Lefi she'ein p'nai l'naseh. That means it's a mulchome. So then when a person is involved in a mulchome, then there's no time to do what he would like to do. He'd like to be menasech the yayin, but it's a shas mulchome. There's no p'nai. So l'chayre, here we are speaking about, and our Mishnah was speaking about a shas mulchome, shekavshu karchem. So if it's ain't p'nai l'naseh, so l'chayre, there should be not be p'nai livel also. Omar Rav Mori, livel yesh p'nai l'naseh ain't p'nai. Let's see, what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, yesh p'nai the tokiv lu yitzrayu. That means p'nai is relative, something that he, he's not so frum. Nasech, it's a beginning, maybe it's a school to be menasech b'shas muhammed, but if there are bullets flying over your head, you have, there are better schoolers, to do at that time, so they won't be, they don't have a interest to be menasech yain. Aber yitzrayu, tokiv lo yitzrayu, this is already, that is not a deterrent, and some emela, this we have to be chayish. Libel yesh p'nai, l'naseich ein p'nai. Rav Yitzrok bar Alozo mishmei decheski yoma, kan bekalchem shal oisoi malchus, kan bekalchem shal malchus acheres. Now, let us see, there's a Shvera Rashi, so let us see Taisus before we see Rashi. Kam bechalchum shaloi say malchus. perish sheyoshvim betach. That means this army is no one what to fear. That means this city they conquered, this is in their malchus. Maybe they wanted to rebel or something, the Bnei Ha'ir. So they conquered them. But sheyeshvim betach. V'she'ein achreye machne. There's no other army that's going to chase them. It was them in the ear. Now they conquered this ear, so finish. So they have nothing what to worry about now. V'yesh p'nai l'nasech v'livel. So then, if there is no fear anymore, they were kovish the ear, so memele, so then they can do whatever their heart's desires, and we're chayish for that. And that's our Mishneh. Ir shekavshu kalchum is speaking about oisa malchus. There's no other malchus. They're not invading. They are not invading in strange territory, in enemy territory. This is their malchus. And they just, if they rebelled, so they're reconquering them. So mimele, so they have nothing what to worry about. There's no fear over their heads. So the maise, the wechayish, that, kol hakahinis are asuris. Avol balshish shel malchus acheres. That it says in Avodah Zarah, that a balshish b'shas mulchome is eilu v'eilu motoris, is speaking about a malchus acheres. She'em is malchus shebo bigvulo aleim. That means they're going into enemy territory. They conquered the city, but they know 5 miles away there's an army of the enemy there, so they can't do what their heart desires now. They're in enemy territory. Ein lahem p'nai. So according to the Rach, the Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Elozo is saying a new teretz. He says, your Mori differentiated. Amar Rav Mori, there's a difference between Bile and Nisuch. That's what Rav Mori said. Rav Yitzchok said, you don't have to differentiate between Bile and Nisuch. Could be they're the same. But it matters what the matzav is. If it's a Malchus Acheres, so there's a fear, then, they won't do anything. Ein p'nai l'naseich and those, there's a fear. And the Mishnah is speaking about Eisa Malchus, so there's nothing what to be afraid of. They conquered the city, so then they'll do what their heart desires. Neinachanami, by Nisach it will be also, and the Kehenes are also. Let's go further to the Gemara, and then we'll come back to Tosfos. Frag the Gemara, shall Oysa Malchus Nami. So our Mishnah that's speaking about Oysa Malchus. Frech de Gemore, Yevshe de Loi Orik Chad Minay. But good, so they conquered the city, they're coming into the city, they're plundering, but people run away. Women run away. So Memela, how can you ask all the Noshim in the city, all the Kainois, main Noshim run away from the city when they conquer the city. So how can you ask her up so all the Kahines are also? Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel Kishem Shamrois Roye Zuesu. No, it's not. When they conquer the city, they put Shamrim around the city. And whoever's in the city is stuck there. You can't run out. You can't run out from the city. There's shamrim around. That means there's one shema, a distance that you can, one shema can see the next shema. So there's a pretty good shmira on the city. So memele, they can't run out. So Mamelitz, and there's no fear. Is Kehenis called Kehenis Nimtza B'Soicham Psulitz? Frag the Gemara, finish vi, I efshe de loinaimi pulte. I mean, the Shemrim are, they sleep also. I mean, so they're Shemrim, but they sleep. So finish vi, mistamin, Nashim can run away. I mean, that's the whole thing that's telling me that they didn't run away. That the human beings also the shomrim.
Omar Rabbi Levi, going to Mahadalo, Le Mosa, Shushilte, Vekalbo, Vegavzo, Vaavzo. No, the city is surrounded with chains. Around the whole city they put chains. Number one. And number two, and if a person will slip or something, so it makes a noise, so, I mean, they'll, and number two, there's this klovim there, and there's avoizim, and that means so ever someone moves, takes a wrong move, they make a lot of noise. And there's obstacles there. We'll see. So memela, you can't run away. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. So our Mishnah is speaking about Oysa Malchus. There's no fear of another Malchus. Le'idor Gisa, you can't run away. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah, and Balshus is speaking about Malchus Acheres. Let's just go a little further. Omer Rababe Barzavde, Pligi Bo Rabiuda Nesiye Verabonam. Chad Omer Kan Bekalchum Shaloisei Malchus. Kan, our Mishnah is speaking about Kalchum Shaloisei Malchus, Kan Bekalchum Shalmalchus Acheres. V'loi kasha lei v'loi midi, and that was enough already. He didn't ask the kasha, yefsha. V'chad kasha lei kolhani, he asked his kasha, v'lo kalchum shaloisa malchus, and there's no fear, but they can run away. How could you pass all the kainis? Mishani, k'gain de mahadalei. It's speaking, they surrounded Lemos of the city, Shushulta, v'kalba, v'gabas of Abs. Fine. Let's just learn one shtikl vayte, and then we'll go to Tosfos and Rashi. Omar Rav Idi Barovin, Omar Rav Yitzchok Barashiyan. Im Yeshon Machbua Achas. Now, if in this city there's one place that a person can hide themselves, Matzelis ala Kahenis Kulon. So Memele, so it's Matzel on all the Kahenis. We'll see what the lumbus of this is soon. But Al Kaponim says, I feel the soldiers are in the city and they're doing whatever they want. There's a Machbua Achas, a place, a secret place where you can hide. So Memele, so then it's not Boru. I mean, you will see each Isha can say, or we can be Taylor that she hid herself. So Memele, then they're not possible, Lubalea. Now let us go back to Taisus. So Mamele, so the Kalchum Shaloisai Malchus is our Mishnah. There's no fear. So Mamele Wachayish, they did what their heart desires. And Balshus Shabolir is speaking about Shalmalchus Acheres, there is a fear, and then Ein Pnai Lenasech, Ein Pnai Livel. Now, let's go back to Taisus. So the Gemara asks, Kalchum Shaloisa Malchus. Yevshid Leor Kechodiminayu. One could have Zichar run away. Vahavlo Lemishrinu Lekulu. Lemitle Lekulu. The Bishvuye Kilu. Kedama Besomachim Yesh Machbua Achas Matzelus Al Kolakainis Kulum. If there's a place to protect themselves, so by Shvuya, they were Mekel already. They were set. I mean, we'll see. It's not Zicha that they were Metam everyone. And then also could be that there were some women that hid themselves. So Memele, so if there's a Machbua Achas, Faktoisvis, Afal Gav, the Mesafkelon, Be'ena Marzekes, Ella Achas. The Gemara lady is going to have a suffix if there's a Machbua that can only hold one Isha. Ochipshitalon de Shori. The Hosom, Loivada in Echbeis. Because there, who says, I feel there's one Machbua who says that the Isha hid herself there. Here we can zicher assume, you have a machbua, but who says I have a person that ran to the machbua?
Aber loche vadayake. Here, that's the steiger. If it's captured, people run away. So memele, here we can zicher assume there were zicher people who escaped from the city. And if the people escaped from the city, so memele, so then we can't be metama the city. Now, let us go, before we go further in Tosfos, let us see Rashi. Again, we had asked Akasha, Balshus, it says, B'shas Mulchome ain't Pnai L'Nasach. And in our Mishnah, what seems B'shas Mulchome, that we are Chayish, that they were boiled. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Loza said, there's a difference, kan bekalchum shal oisa malchus, kan bekalchum shal malchus acher. So Rashi says, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Loza Oma, af bebeile po'omim shehein motoris. Bila is also motoris. What are you asking, Akasha? So I'm learning Pshat now on Rashi the way we learn Poshe Pshat, and this is what Tosh is going to bombard Rashi. Hey, so you asking me a stira. There it says that nisach is mutter. It says that you're not chayish for nisach. B'shas mulchome. Our Mishnah says you're chayish for bila. That's the kasha. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozer ma'af bebila pomim shei motos. No, the Mishnah says you're chayish for bila. That's true, but sometimes you're not chayish for bila. And l'chayre huadin for nisach you're not chayish, and that's pshat and balshes. When yon when it kalchum shall oisa malchus einoi roitze lahashchis as bnei hoye. That means if the kalchum is the same malchus of the year, they don't want to destroy the bnei hoye. Shekoyvish ir hasomuch lemem shaltoi shaimro vihiloi lemas oivei. So that means, so Rashi is learning punk verkehrt from Tosfos. That means like this, that amalchus acheres, that means, amalchus acheres means a strange malchus, that has no interest that this ear should become, they should be subjects to them, they should be meshubet to them. It's amalchus acheres, they come from another place. So the only reason they made a mulchama with them was to plunder. That's, I mean, they're not going to, this area will not belong to them. So if they're coming to plunder, they're coming to choshet for everything. There's others are paying on kesev izov, others are paying on noshim. And that's pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is kalchum shel malchus acheres. Kalchum shemalchus acheres. So my male, they're coming to plunder. If you come to plunder, so all kahenis are asures. Because they have no interest in the welfare of the people who live in the city. Balshis is speaking about a kalchum shaloisei malchus. That means they want that the city should exist and they should be malim master them. So Memele, they're interested in the welfare of the city. They want they should be subordinate to them. You can't do whatever you feel like doing. So Memele, so Lechere, the Pshat is that the Gemore by Balshes, B'shas Mulchome, is speaking about that kalchum. They're speaking about a kalchum shel oisei malchus. So memele, there they don't chep it. Now let's go. Let's look in the Benik and the Gemara according to Rashi. So our Mishnah is speaking about kalchum shel malchus acheres. And then Lemaise, it's also because they're entering the city to plunder and to do whatever they desire to do. The case of Balshis is speaking about a kalchum shalais and malchus. So then they protect the rights of the dwellers in this market.
Fragt die Gemorre, I efscher.
Kan bekachen schon mal gesagt, Malchus,
that is the case of the Baraisa Balshus, kan bekachen schon mal gesagt, so the Baraisa is speaking about Oysa Malchus. Like the Gemara, shall Oysa Malchus nami I efshel.
That means like this, that you're telling me the political intent of the leaders of the army. They want they don't want to be a mashris the bnei ha'ir. They want that the ear should remain an ear, should be a flourishing ear. So Memele, so Alpishita, we won't let the soldiers plunder Fakert. We want that the year should be a flourishing year and there'll be Malamas. Fine. That's the Svara of the Roshim. But we have soldiers here who are Grubbe mentioned, they have something else in Zinnenach. I mean, the Segeitze on the Mas and Dos. So, I evshel, the Gemara asked, Loi oka chad minayu. The Gemara says, you have soldiers around, and you have a shtot, and they can plunder, and they can do what they want. So, Memele, they're gonna go into the shtot. I mean, the Zuxtach Lomdes, that's philosophy, that's theory. The soldiers are, they're gonna be soldiers, a few soldiers are going to come in and do what they wanna do.
Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Kimishamreis Royes Zueso.
No, I mean the heads of the army know so who they're handling with. They're handling with Mordechai. So there's Mishamreis, they're watching the soldiers. The soldiers of Yisach Menchel, they know, I mean, the soldiers will do what they want to do so we're defeating the purpose of the Milchome. No, we have military police, and don't worry about it.
Frag the Gemara, military police. Yevshe de loinai mi pulte. So, but, Amar Ablevi, you're going to madele le mosse shushilte ve kalbe ve gabes ve yapse.
Fine, no. So, we'll see soon. This is very problematic. But the city is surrounded with all Minei Shomrim. Now there's a Shekelecha problem because we're going on Balshish Shebol Eir. They're in the city already. They're surrounding the city. L'cheira was saying Pshat in Balshish Shebol Eir. There you're not chayish for nisach because you're saying it's kalchum shel oisa malchus. It's a kalchum that they want to annex this city to their malchus. So memela they won't chepe with the ear. So the Gemara said, but they won't chepe, but the soldiers are going to do it. So it's not, the city is surrounded. The city is surrounded. The city is surrounded, but the soldiers are in the city. Balsha Shaboliyah was helping me, the city is surrounded. This is a Sheklecha problem. There's a few more problems. But Al Koponim, this is how Rashi learned Pshat. So according to Rashi, the Mishnah is speaking about Kalchum Shel Malchus Acheres. So Mamela, then they plunder, then Kol Kahenish Nimso Besoicha Psulis, and the Baraisa of Balshis is speaking about Oysa Malchus, and then we're not afraid of plundering of Nisach, of Bila, we're not afraid of anything. Now, let us see that Tosfos. Ulapeirish hakunteris koshetuve. Rashi shreklich shver. Chodet de porich nitli lechuma. What did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked, that let us be afraid that some soldiers will come into the shtot. Fine. Now, what if some soldiers come into the shtot? So the whole shtot is 200,000 people in the shtot. Now, if the army is going into the shtot officially to plunder, no, so there's 200,000 women in the shtot, but Achmana Nitzlan. If you have an army going in, so then the whole shtot is also. What are you asking, Akasha? You're asking, Akasha, there's some soldiers who won't listen to the regulations. Fine. So because of such soldiers, you ask the shtot? I mean, Faktach Toisves, Chode, the Pach Nitli Lechumre, V'gabi Machbur, Talina Lechum. Faktach, I don't understand. Later it says in the Gemara, if there's a place for a woman to hide herself, so the whole shtot is toil, because I can be toil each woman hid herself. So if one or two soldiers are going to go into the city, so they're going to ask the whole shtot. I mean, because one or two soldiers came in. V'oit, the mame taritz, the mahada lemosa, bein odom nichnas l'shom, that the city is surrounded with chains, you can't come into the city. Voktani balshish nichnaso le'ir, the balshish came into the city. Was helped in making chains around the city. We're afraid of the soldiers in the city. That's question number two. Voit. Kiven dahid avoidezore porich. The Gemara really is asking Akasha. The Gemara is asking Akasha if by avoidezore it is speaking about kalchum shel oiso ha'ir, shel oiso kalchum shel oiso malchus. That's what it's speaking about. So the kasha, so we're asking, but there's one or two soldiers who don't listen to regulations. So the kasha is a kasha on nisuch, not on bila. The kasha is a kasha, I mean, forget, you're making an akimte. You're saying that there you're not chayish for nisuch because the intent of the conquest is that they should become annexed to the Malchus, and Memele, they don't want to chapel with them. Fine. So it's a Kasha Nisach, which Rashi says close, a Kasha and Bila, which Rashi says later. Rashi says, we didn't, and the Rashi, Since it's not hefker, it's a malchus, kalchem shalois malchus, it's not hefker, so we're not chay, he wasn't mechlaus, had a kasha of a bias yochid. So, for Rashi, it seems the kasha was on bias. It's not a kasha on bias, it's a kasha on nisach also. That means we're for emphering. That what you're not chayish for nisach, it's kalchum shalois malchus. So the Gemara is asking about the vinish vid, there's a few soldiers that'll come in and be menasa, so it's a kasha nisach, not on bila. So given void, given the idea of the zora por chavel elamei me yevshed loy orik chad minayu v'nosach. That's the kasha. What's here? Void. Then Taisus amira de kikasha. He says we're answering a stira our mishneh and the baraisa balshes. So what's the teretz? Baushes is oisa malches, so memele, they're not mafke the mokim, they protect the mokim. And our mission is speaking about baush, kalchem shemalches acheres. So, fractosis, the hosam of forish time, it says the reason is lefisha ein pnai lenasach. It says a different reason. Says the reason you're not chayish for nisuch b'shas mulchom because there's no time to be menasach. The last law, and according to us, that's not the reason. The reason is because the army does not permit to be menasech. They want to annex this, they protect the Bnei Ha'ir. Misham Rishash's Mokim Amad Hashemish Hemid HaMelech Shal Yechabul Odom Ban Sheyir. That means, Faker, they're protecting, so the Teretz is not that, there's no time. Faker, they're not permitted to do it. Yeah. Boy, Maishno Shas Muhammad Mishnah Shola. V'yesh liyashiv lefishitas hakunteres, v'rab Yitzhak ben Alozo le'osei lishnuyei masnisen ahidavoy dezor. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, the Gemara is not for inferring the kasha. Ele islei shinuyei derav mori. The teretz, there's one teretz to the kasha. There it says, ein pnai lenasech. Here it says that we're chayish for bila. That's the kasha. So Rav Mori said a teretz lenasech ein pnai lebila yesh pnai. That's the teretz. Finished. That's a teretz. Now what is Rav Yitzchak coming to say? Rav Yitzchak is coming to say Rav Yitzchak leosi leshnuye mas nisni davoy dezore el isle shinuye derav Mori. Fine. Umas nisen dohosom nami bekalchum shal malchus acheres. That means, that Mishnah is speaking about kalchum shal malchus acheres. And then fakert, so they'll plunder. You're not chayish for nisuch, because ain't pnaila nisuch, it's faulted, it's a shas muhammed. You're not chayish for nisuch. Ain't pnaila. Our Mishneh is also speaking about Kalchem Shamalchus Acheres and Yesh Pnei Labila. That was Rav Mori's Teretz. V'lo yibo elo lefrushi mas nisen. But Rav Yitzchak is coming to tell us, he says, you know, you're learning a Mishneh that Ir Shekovshu Kalchem the Kahenas are Asuris. That's true. That's true, but not all the time. If it's Kalchum Shal Malchus Acheres that they came to plunder, then that's right. But I'm telling you, but if it's, they could have a Irshak of Shul Kalchim and the Kahenis will be Mutter. He's elaborating on the Kasha. Rav Mori said a Teretz already. Rav Mori said Yesh Pnai Labila. So that's finished. But I'm telling you, afilu yesh pnai lebile. But if the intent of the government is not to plunder the city, they want to annex it to their malchus, so then the kain is hamotoris. That's what Rav Yitzchak is saying. So, Bemisin, the Magin Shloim, says, Rashi says, the klob. Rav Yitzchak ben Alozo oma af bebile po'omim shei motoris. That means, Rav Mori said, "A moedik eshtik teure yesh pnai lebila." That's true, but afilu yesh pnai lebila av bebila pomim shemul toreis. Even though there's pnai, if the government does not permit plundering, the government it's a kalchum shalois a malchus. So even though pnai lebila, but the kahanis will be mut. That's pshat. The Gemara asks the stira, and the Gemara only brings Rav Mori's teretz. So what's with Rav Yitzchak? So weiss doch heistake. Not the way, forget it's a raya terashi, not the Tosfos. The forget, Rav Yitzchak is not saying a teretz on the kash. Rav Yitzchak is just being moisiv another nekuda, that even though Ain pnai yesh pnai lebile, but if it's el kalchum shalois amalchus, then to be chayish for bile. So memele, let's just make a cheshbon anefesh. So there was a kasha on Rashi. The balshes shebo leir. It's speaking about the balshes is in the ear. So what's helped me that the city is surrounded with chains, but the balshes is in the ear. So now, this is for emphasis, because Rabbi Yitzchak is not going on that beraisa. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying an abstract halacha. That means if a kalchum shaloi say malchus that did not enter the year, so then the noshim will be mutter. But he's not talking about the case of balshus. Balshus is speaking about that's speaking about balshus of not oisa malchus. Yeah, but there's another kasha. Taisvus asked a kasha. According to Rashi, fine. So what did Rabbi Yitzchak say? Rabbi Yitzchak said, Herzach zu, that if a kalchum shaloi say malchus, so then the noshim are mutter, because they won't let them plunder. Frek the Gemara kashe aber. Listen, the laws are made to be broken. The soldiers will, there's gonna be some soldiers that'll come in. So Tosfos asked Akasha, so what is? So a few soldiers will come in. I mean, officially, we're not coming in. Zamoira de Keran, that's the Emphas Rashi. It's Mamish Moiradik. The Ran is on the Fyudala from the base. Let us look in the Vainik. Now it's, the Ran is around, the Chveis, 25 lines from the bottom. It's the beginning of the line, Vehikshu Olov. Vehikshu Olov. The Heichi Makshi, I Efshe de lo Mishtame Chat Minayu Ubo, Vehi Mishum de Chat Mishtame Tubo, Lisrinu Lekulu. So because one will be boil will ask the whole city, Adarab. Even though if this machbu can only hold one woman, but could be wumat for the whole shtot. So what's pshat over here? Zuktaran. So it's a shekel chekasha and Rashi. And here the Moris, one soldier's gonna come in. So what? The ein zu kusha etzli. So the Ran says it's not a kasha. Meire de klumdes. The bishloi mahosom, kivin she yesh shom machbua achatz. If there's one machbua, ikele meime, shaloi hoiso kahenis zu, bedin ir shekov shekalkum klau. That means like this. If there's a place to hide, there was a takone. Ir shekavshua akum is called a kahinis apsulais. She is not in the ear. She has a hiding place. The Mishnah is talking about the noshim who are in the ear are apostle lebaleim. She's not in the ear. She has a machbua. Avol. So that's why Chazal were matter. This doesn't fall into the gzeira of the Mishnah. Avo. But when we're talking about, there's no machbua. So what did you tell me? You told me that, but there's nothing what to worry about because they put out laws. You're not allowed to plunder. It's kalchum shaloi say malchus. They put out laws. In fact, the Gemara laws are heen, laws are hell. Of al kalponim, there's going to be a soldier or two that's going to go into the city. That's going to be Azola. Avol kivin she evshel the loy mishtamet chad minayu ubo harei he bechlal ir shekavshu kalko. So memele, this is an ear that is under the kvisha of a kalchum. The vadi loy pligi rabbonon ben kovshin rabim oy meyotim. That means when Chazal said, when the ir shekovshu kalchum, all the noshima also, Chazal never made numbers. They never said, well, if there's 200 soldiers, then the holy is also. If there's 5 soldiers, Chazal didn't say this. That means if they're under, they were nechbash, from Akum, they asked the Shtot. So this here, the Nishay have no place where to go. And there's a soldier that's going to kriech harayin, he's going to do what he feels like doing. So this is Yishuk of Shuakum. A moira de keteres. The vadi loy pligi rabbonu ben kovshin rabbi moy miyote, v'kahinis ben rabbis ben motis. Elohi shvu midoysam legamri. They said, Irsha Kavshu, Karchum is Kehenna Shebeseichem Sulis. So the Gemara says, 100% I, Bishamro Yisroyisu Vezuk, Loi Memoki Mamed Hashem, Rim Shemed HaMelech, Shloyach Be'el Odom Ba'an Sheyeyim. So Memele, there's no Kavshu, no one's gonna get in. Inami the Madle Lamosa, Shemesimis Vivisir, Shal Shaloi, Shabaza, Shishmekel, because Lish Chazalei, Maklovim, Babois, Tzaki, the Gavs that in Makolos, Xomim, Lakoshalbem. Zu Ishitas Rashiza. So it's Moiridik, that means that Fakert, that was. That's why here the Gemara felt that this falls into the category of Ir Shekavshu Karkam. Look the Gemara weiter. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Eino marzekes ela achas mal. The Gemara clears a shayla. What is the din? If you have a machbua, but there's only place for one woman. So what's with all the kehenes to find themselves in the city? Mi amrinen kol choda v'choda einoho. And each one you can say she was the one that went to the machbua. Veidume lo yamrina. You don't say that. Frekte gemore maishna mishnei shvilim. Echo tomi v'echo toil. V'holach be'echot mem v'yoso tares. V'bo chaveiroi v'holach b'sheini v'oso tares. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Nishol ze b'fnei atzme v'ze b'fnei atzme toires. So each one is toir. Shneim ka'achas, if both come to Bezen and ask, what's the din? Tmeis. Rabbi Yehuda yom ben kach u ben kach tmeim. Now what's pshat in the machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda? Everyone holds this is tmeim. They both came to Bezen. If they came separately, divrei hakol tahirim. Vaynech luku the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is elo bebo lishoil olo v'al chaveri. One came and he asked about the chaver also. Mar medamele lebebas achas, umar medamele lebeze achas. That's the machloikas for chenami, given the shorile lekulu kibas achas dom. So we're poishet the shayla. So since you're mata all the noshim, it's kibas achas. Now let us see, there's a machloikas Rashi and Taisus over here to explain this gemara. Umaish na mishnei shvilin, the kibin the bolishol olov al chaveiroi. Omar Rabbi Yosi Tmeyim. Rabbi Yosi said, so now Rashi is Medame, the Mishneh to Lishol Olov Ba'al Chaveir. That's the Maskonos HaGemore, that Rabbi Yosi said that that's Tomeh. Ochenami Lekulu Shorinon Tiadodi. Here were also Mater all the Noshim. And we'll see, let's look at the last Rashi, Ochenami. So the last Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Elochik, Rabbi Yosi. So Rashi is saying that the Gemara is medame this, Lishol Olov Va'al Chaveiroi. If we're matter, not the whole Shtot didn't come to us. But if we're matter, all the noshim, it's equivalent to lishol olov v'al chaveiroi that Rabbi Yosi said you can't be mata. Let's see, weiter. Echot ha-meish yeshpoi kivrois mavsi kol rochboi. Then you do eizel ha-tomai. I don't know which shvil is tomai, aber kach mozokim be-echot mea. Also tareis noga betareis teirem. V'chol chat ki osi lekamom. Tolina leila meima betoir holoch. Lavalei sofik tume b'shus harabim usvei keitoir. Tmeim, if they came b'bas achas, heichi neimulu teirem atem, can you tell them teirem atem? Chad minayu vadai betome ozel. B'bas achas bo lishel b'bas achas. So Rashi is medame argemore to bo lishel olov v'al chaveroi. Now, Rashi in Psochem, Daf Yud, explains a little better the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says like this, bo b'bas achas, everyone holds. Two people come. They ask Bezen, what are we? So Bezen can't tell them, you're toyer. That's, you can't do such a thing. One is ichatome. So Mamela, that's bolishol bebasachas. What's the shaila lishol olov alatzme v'al chaveiroi? That he's asking, what am I and what's the chaver? So Rashi says in Psochem, so Rabbi Yossi holds, no, the shaila that is being presented to Bezdin is, what are we? That's what the shaila is. And that shaila, Bezdin has to answer. So Bezdin can't say, you're toil, because that's punishment. We can't do such a thing. So I can't say you're toil. So Memela, that's the tzvora that Rabbi Yossi is machman. Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says over there, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we tell him, you are toyer. He asked, what are we? And we tell him, you are toyer. And if he's smart, we'll go over and tell him, you know, you're also toyer. Bezen told me I'm toyer, but I understand that you're toyer also. What the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is, it's very unclear from Rashi and Psochim. I mean, Rabbi Yossi he has to answer him. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to. I don't know what the machloikis is. But al koponim, Rabbi Yossi held if the shaila that is confronted by Bezdin is a shaila of what are we? Here the shaila is, what is the shtot? Here we're talking about this one machbue, and what's with the kahenis in the shtot? So we have to paskin that a fellow of one comes about the shaila. It's not, it's a shaila on the shtot, it seems. So somehow Rashi is medame this to b'alishel olav al chaver. That's how Rashi learned pshat. Let us see Taisvis. Zog Taisvis, v'holach be'echad mem v'osa taris. Now, l'chayre, Taisvis had a problem. Why do you say osa taris? The shayla is on each one. L'hochi nokat v'osa taris, the linyan ha'odom onu maskikim shneim litvoil l'hazis. Taisvis says, l'gabi the people alone, we're going to tell them, you're toya, but Rabbi, you go to the mikveh and you make hazor. That means this is dangerous. One of you are, this aloch is aloche, but if you both touch one kiker of tumer, I mean, it's chodim. So memele, so we'll tell them that, you should table yourselves. Bimaze. Lakach oimelu zilu tvulu. Donarika maichu. So that's what we're talking about, the taris we're talking about, that each one, he touched trume, each one touched trume, so we say that the trume is also toil, because,
Ba'oit. Another reason why it speaks about Taras, Mishum Daboy Lamisne Seife Keresh. The Seife says as follows. Hizo Vitoval Toyer. What happens if they were Maze? Vitoval Toyer. Now he's Toyer. Olach Besheni. For also Taras. Now he went, the same person, he went on Derech Shvil Aleph, and he came, what's with the Taris? Bezen says it's Toyer. He's a Vitoval Toyer. He's Toyer. Holach Besheni Vosa Taris. Now he went on the second Shvil, no Sosa Taris. Arei Elu Toyeres. So that's a yes, Bezen. What is the Taris over here? Bezen says it's the right of the Zelba Pisgum. It's Toyer. Vim Kayomes Orishoinim. But what if the Rishonim are also around? So Memela, now I have two Kikris in front of me, and I know one of these Kikris is Zichre Tomei, so Eilu ve'Eilu Tluyais. So then it's Tluyais. Vim Loi Toyer Bintayim. What if he wasn't Metayer? He wasn't Metayer himself. And he went on the second Shvil, and he touched Taris, so then his Rishonis Tluyos, Vashniyos Yisreifu. Because that means he went on Shvil Aleph, he touched Taris. Then he went on Shvil Beis, and touched Taris. So he's Zichet Tomei after Shvil Beis, because he never went to the mitzvah after Shvil Aleph. So the Taris, that he touched after Shvil Beis is Yisreifu, that's Zichet Tomei. In the Taris of Shvil Aleph at least. Vim nishal zebifnei atzmei bezebifnei atzmei toiris. Zub toisvis loisha yoichlum odam echot. We can't say it's toiris that one person should eat both. Vim ken yoichlum vade tume. That's it, I say one person can eat both. Dochem rinem bishvus bepeg beis holach berishin veloi nichnas bisheini venichnas. That means, he went on the first Shvil and didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he went on the second Shvil and he went to the Beis HaMikdash. Chayiv, the Tamiu Mimonav Shech. So means we can't, so one person can't eat both, because that's for sure that one is Ichatome. Babo li shoyl olav al chaveri. So Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisvis is like follows. Ein lefoy shabol lishel bebasachas. That he came to ask bebasachas, what are we? That's what Rashi Taka learns. So Taisvis says, puntfakel. To hosa moide kula alme ditmeyes mikoshkin debo lishel shneim bebasachas. That means, if they both come bebasachas, there's for two people. One person comes and asks, what are we? So that's worse than Boshnei Bebasach. That's how Taisus understood. So Memele, how can you say there's a machlekes beboili shol olov al chaveri? Elo mairi sheshol al atzmoi. He asked on himself, vitiaru, he said, you're Torah. Va'achar kach boli shol al chaveri. Then later he asked on the chaveri. The mar medama leila basachas. So one knows this is also like basachas. Kivin sheshol ashneim b'maimed echad. And one maimed, the yes for both is equivalent to basachas. O mar medama leila zechazek. Kivin shetiyaru koidem. Since they were metayim before he asked on the chava. So memele, so it's not like basachas. Bohochinami. So Memele, so the whole machloikis according to Taisvis is, if he asked on himself, v'tiyaruhu, and then he opened up his mouth and yes, what's with my chava, then there's a machloikis that, Rabbi Yossi says is also, Tamir Rabbi Yudah says is toil. I mean, he's finished already. He asked, they were metayrim. So Memele, that's what Rabbi Yudah holds. Rabbi Yossi holds his basachas. Abu Bahoch and Nami, Kiven de shoru lekulu, but over here is not like zeachazeh, the way Rashi learns pshat, Rashi is doing pshat zeachazeh, but here it's not zeachazeh,
Vachanami kiven de shol leku kebasachas domi. So here's like basachas. Av opisha ein bola for neinu elo alachas. Afilu one comes to ask a shayla only on one. Mikomak madavi yedua lekel shaharbe kahenis hoyu. Vavikilu bolisha lal kulam bebasachas. This is equivalent Keilu Baalish al Kulam Bebasachas. We know, and the Shaila's been yes, we know it, that the Shaila affected the whole city. Och imaydi kulam, that what? That it's also, because this is Baalish al Chaveir Bebasachas. So here, this is even worse than Mamish Bo Bebasachas. Bechinam dochach bekuntris leforish ke Rabbi Yosi. So the Gemara answers on this kasha as follows. Hochi hashte, ho som vada iketumen. Over there by Shnei Shvilim, one is iketume. So therefore, bolishol bebasachas, or olav al chaveir, whatever, since one is iketume, we're machma. Hochi miyema de itme. That means over here, who says bechlal that we're machmel, but over here it's like a psasvek sveike. Could be lemaise. I mean, the lemmy boy, the way we said, could be they bechlal weren't in the year, and I feel that they were in the year is also not poshit that they were nitma. So memela, that's why here we're makel.